ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयां ददाति स्वपदांतिकां। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानु सुत्री देवी प्रणमामि हरि। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च विकासिभ्यः पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सुशुद्ध भक्ति इज डिफाइंड बाय श्रील रूप गोस्वामी इन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु अन्या अभिलाषिता शून्यं ज्ञान कर्माद अनावृतम अनुकूलेन कृष्णा अनुशीलनम भक्तिर उत्तमा। दैट इज अन्या अभिलाषा शून्य, अदर डिजायर्स अभिलाषा शून्य।
Možda znači čista bakti bila definirana od strane Šila Rupa Gospodine u bakti Rasavni Sindhu i to znači da je prosto svih materijalnih želja.
So this will slow us down halfway, so
we can get
anyway.
We can get to another room.
Of course.
To another room and I can just stay there.
If you want to cover it nicely, all the points, then I think we should do that. Otherwise, we'll do whatever we want to do.
Tako bi smo jako spolo, ako prevodim riječ po riječi, a možemo se i rasporediti malo, pa se i brže, ako želite. Ili vam je okej, ili vam je okej. Okej
nam je.
Ovdje, da li svima okej tako? Yes, so she's suggesting that during the day, because we stay almost here until Thursday, so every day we can have a seminar on this topic.
That I don't mind, but today's topics we should finish today. Because I don't think everybody is going to come every day.
Možda je bolje u sobu. Ne? Ok, onda ću tamo.
Sorry about this, but I think you'll have to also think about time. So please come up to here, everybody. Nina. You good? Good? You have a good back?
I need one.
Translation is better for you?
Yes.
You know English?
Yes, I understood, but not 100%.
We are ready. So Anya Vilasita Sunyam Jnana Karma Adanavrutam Anukulen Krishna Anusilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Topmost, pure, unalloyed devotional service is defined by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And that is Anya Abhilasha Sunya. No other desires except desires to serve Krishna and only Krishna. No other gods and demigods also. Anya Abhilasa Sunya. Anya Abhilasita Sunyam. Then Jnana Karmad Anavritam. And also we have to kick out Jnana and Karma. Jnana means that Jnana which is dry and which is speculation. Jnana about Krishna and in connection with Krishna must be cultivated. So that Jnana must be entertained, which is called Divya Jnanam Tato Dadya Kuryat Papasya Sansaya. Divya Jnanam, that Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, he gives us Divya Jnanam. And Guru is one who gives you Divya Jnanam. So that Jnanam must be cultivated. Divya Jnanam. So Jnan Karmad, speculation, scientist and dry philosophical speculators, and their Jnani's aim is to go to Brahma Jyoti, their Jnana must be given up. Jnana Karmad Anavritam. And karma. Karma mainly means that kind of karma by which you desire to go to Swarga Loka. Karma Kanya. The major 80% portion of Vedic literature, Vedas, is karma kam. And about 15% is jnana kam. So this karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevala vishera bhanda, that karmakanda and jnanakanda, in which karmakanda, I explain you that doing, performing certain yajna, certain rituals, certain rules and regulations, and all these things, karma, by which you can elevate yourself to swarga, heavenly planets. So that is karmakanda and jnanakanda. So this are both karma kanda and jnana kanda, both are keval, only vishera bhanda, only sense gratificatory process. It is just meant for sense gratification. So that must be given up. Jnana kanda and karma kanda. Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karma anavritam. Kicked out. Anavritam. Then what you have to do? Anukul. Not pratikul, anukul. Krishna, whatever is favorable to Krishna or Krishna consciousness, we must entertain, we must accept immediately and practice that immediately. Anukulena. Favorable. Pratikul. Anukul. Anukulena, pratikulena varjana. Anukulena, how that goes? Anukulena, pratikulena varjana. Anukul, we must accept immediately to our heart. Whatever is anukul for Krishna and his devotional service, we must immediately accept. And pratikulena varjana. Anukulena sankalpo, pratikulena varjanam. रक्षयतिथि विश्वासो गोपृत्वे वर्णम तथा आत्मनिक्षेप काल्पन्ये सदविदा शरणागति. This is शरणागति, surrendering process. So we have to do, we have to render favorably, we have to favorable devotional service to Krishna. Anukulena Krishna, anukula, anukulena Krishna, anusilam. Anusilam means not just 2 hours or 1 hour serving Krishna. Anusilam is a constant process. We have to serve Krishna in a constant process. Anukulena Krishna, anusilam. Anusilam. Anusilam you cannot explain in English very well. Anusilam means just like a wife, a chaste, very very chaste wife is anusilam of her husband. She is serving her husband day in and day out, cooking, cleaning, taking care, etc. So that is anusilam. Anusilam Krishna nu silanam bhakti ruttama. That bhakti, that devotional service to Krishna is topmost. So this is topmost devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada used to love this sloka. Most dear sloka to Prabhupada is that he savai punso paro dharma adho bhaktir adho kshaje ahaituki apratihata ye atma suprasiddhati. So this is pure devotional service. It is a pure occupational duty to Krishna. And what is that? Savai punso paro dharma, supreme occupational duty of a living entity is that adho bhaktir adho ksaje. Bhakti, pure, unalloyed, transcendental, loving, devotional service to Krishna. Adho bhaktir adho ksaje. And that bhakti should be ahaituki, without any remuneration, without any expectation, without any personal motivation, personal gain. Only Krishna. Only for Krishna. Only for His transcendental pleasure. Nothing for me. Everything for Him. That is ahaituki. Apratihata. Apratihata means constantly. Day in and day out. Around the clock. So that is apratihata. Tel dara vrat. What means when you pour oil, then that flow of oil is avirat, constant. Same way, the pure devotional service must be performed constantly. Why? Because that is the only dharma of a living entity, to serve Him. Jivera Swarupa Hoy, Krishna Nitya, Nitya Das, constant Das, constant, no succession. Satatam Kirtayantu Ma, Yatam Tascha Dradavrata, Namasyam Tascha Maam Bhaktya, Nitya Yukta Upasati, Nitya Yukta. Always, constant, nitya, satat, constant, always, satatam, kirtayantu ma, kirtaniya, sada, hari, sada, always, satat, always, apratiyata, always. So this is pure devotional service. Hey, atma, suprasiddhati. And in this set of consciousness, proper setting of a consciousness, the living entity can become totally satisfied forever. No cessation. All the time, every moment, anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam puranam mrita sadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. So, anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam pratipal, every moment. The living entity can become blissful, remain blissful, derive bliss at every moment. Pratipadam, purna amrit, asvadanam, every moment, constantly. Yai atma, suprasiddhati, complete satisfaction. There will be nothing to look forward to except Krishna. There will not be hankering, sorry. That's what I wanted to say. There won't be hankering for any other things. No hankering. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kangshati Sama Sarvesha Bhuteshu Madha Bhakti Labhate Param Parabhakti. That is Parabhakti. Parabhakti, pure bhakti, Shuddha bhakti. There is no hankering, no lamentation. And always rendering pure devotional service to Krishna. Yasya deve parabhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasya kathayita hai artha prakasante mahatmana. One who has unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna. So this is, then all the Vedic literature, purport of all Vedic literature will manifest within his heart. So this is pure bhakti, parabhakti, shuddha bhakti. So I can go on forever on this topic, but just a glimpse at what is pure devotional service means. Many things. Devotional Sravanam Kirtan starts with Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Archanam Vandanam Sakyam Dasyam Atmanivedanam Noda Bhakti. How you can increase this pure devotional service? Utsaha Nishaya Dairyat Tatatata karma pravartanat sangati agat tato vritte saravira bhakti prasiddhati. So, this is pure, transcendental, unalloyed, pure devotional service. No cessation. And when you enjoy it, then you become like a honey bee. When bee is after honey on the flower, you are all the bees, all the senses and mind is immersed into that honey. She doesn't see anything else but honey. Indriya. Your all senses becomes absorbed. That is one thing. Your mind becomes absorbed. Second thing. And then third thing you experience is like a miracle. Krishna is, every gate, every time Krishna is reciprocating with you, it is like chamatkar. Chamatkar means it becomes very miracle-like. Oh, Krishna is dancing, Krishna is, like Lord Chaitanya. He was, in Antya Leela, he was seen. that he is seeing Krishna under a tree, and he is seeing, so like that. So you see different pastimes of Krishna, and you become amazed, like that's the word. You amaze yourself. So this is, you become absorbed in pure devotional service like this, like a honeybee. Your mind is very much tuned into, cannot take your mind, even if you want to take away from that devotional service. Even if you force, like the gopis, example. Krishna is telling gopis, why did you come in the dead of a night, leaving your husband, children, house, duties? Why did you come to me? Go back. Long story, you can read that. So, but Gopi says, how can we go back? Even if we try, our feet cannot take one step towards Braja, towards our house. How? It's not possible. It is finished. We have given your heart to you, we have given ourselves to you, and even if you say you go back, you order us, whatever you can say, but it's not possible. Because their mind and heart and everything is absorbed in Krishna. So that is pure, unalloyed, transcendental, loving, devotional service to Krishna. Prabhupada is translating. Pure and alloyed. Shuddha Bhakti into so many words he is translating. It's transcendental, loving, and then it should be devotional service. So, anyway, we can, like I said, we can go on with this subject. Take so many examples, Amarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, and so many pure devotees. Sadgoswami is recent example. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and Valdevi Vidyabhushan, and you name it. So many exalted acharyas in our line. Our sampradaya is very rich with many, many pure devotees. I haven't seen any sampradaya, any sect sampradaya, as rich as this one with so many pure devotees. So many. So, pure devotional service, example, Sadgoswami. And that's why I propose to you that you must memorize Sadgoswami Astak within 1 year. So, who will do that? Sadgoswami Astak, memorize. Who will? No, it's serious. Where is it? Unless you memorize Sat Goswami Astak, you will not know what is pure devotional service. You will not. Because they are the living example of pure devotional service. So let's go on, otherwise we will get late. Krishna Leela. So, which is not mentioned in Bhagavatam. So there are unlimited leelas of Krishna, as you know. Krishna's leelas are taking place every second, every moment. It is unending, no end. So beyond Bhagavatam also, there are unlimited Krishna's leelas. I don't know myself personally, but we can choose to take one from Raghunath Das Goswami's book called Muktavali or something. Muktavali? What is that? Anyway, there, very beautiful pastime are there. One day, Radharani's side, maybe his parents, her parents, or whoever it may be, maybe Rishabhanu, I'm sure. I haven't read, I've heard, that's why I cannot tell you exactly. But they send, or they decorated Radharani with beautiful pearls. So when Radharani and other gopis wearing beautiful pearls, they went to Govardhan and met, they were young kids, maybe very young, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I don't know, but young. And so Krishna became envious, seeing these pearls, that I should have also these pearls. And Radharani would not give him pearls. So he went back to home at the end of the day, and he asked Mother Yashoda that, please, I want those pearls, I want those pearls, give me those pearls. So Mother Yashoda, she gave some few pearls, and you know, handful. So Krishna went into the field, and he bowed those pearls into ground. You understand, bowing,
yeah.
Bowed. So and then he would water every day. He wanted more pearls and bigger pearls and in abundance than Radharani. She didn't give me, I'll get myself. So few pearls, handful pearls, not enough. So he bowed down the pearls, and then he was watering them every day. And then from those pearls, nice plants sprung out, beautiful plants. And on those plants bear nice, beautiful pearls of different size, bigger and smaller, and nice, beautiful pearls. So Krishna harvests those pearls. He told Mother Yashoda. The Mother Yashoda is asking, where did you get all these pearls? You stole, or what did you, where did you, you know, she was very, you know, afraid that he must have stole these pearls from servant. He said, no, I planted them, and I harvested them, and here they, so she was not believing him. So he took Mother Yashoda to this field, and said, these are pearls. I harvested them. There were, you know, pearls there. Pearls. So then he took basket full of these pearls to Radharani and other girlfriends of her, and see, I got more than you. And he was teasing them like this. So this is one of the pastimes. We can read that book, nice book, Sri Muktavali something. By Raghunath Das. So then gopis also tried, that's right. They tried, you know that story also. No? So gopis also said, oh, Krishna got the pearls on the plant, why can't we have? So she also planted. And nothing came. So there were many pastimes like this, Aristotle pastime about Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. You know that, right? Who knows this pastime? Well, how Radha Kund manifested, Shyama Kund manifested. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nice, beautiful pastime. And there is another good pastime about Krishna. He becomes a boatman. So who knows boatman pastime of Krishna? Anybody knows? Manasi Ganga, 1, 2, 3. Okay, maybe I'll tell you this in short. Many, many pastimes. You know, we have to work with the clock also. But I'll tell you this pastime, that Manasi Ganga is on top of Govardhan Hill. If you see the geography of Govardhan, Manasi Ganga is on top of the hill. So if you want to go to other side, Puchri to other extreme, then you have to go on top of the Govardhan. We don't climb, but we are climbing. Govardhan city or town is on top of Govardhan. So in top of Govardhan, there is a Manasi Ganga. So in old days, you have to climb Govardhan in order to go to Mathura. You have to climb Govardhan and pass Manasi Ganga and the other side Dan Ghati. This is geography, if you know. Dan Ghati is on the other side of Barsana. Barsana is this side, then Govardhan, and then Manasi Ganga, and then Dan Ghati, where Krishna used to collect taxes, and then Mathura, you go Mathura other side. So gopis, they bought all the milk and yogurt and butter and ghee and everything, and they are going to Mathura to sell them. So when they arrived on the bank of Manasi Ganga, all these gopis, they had nice jewelry on them, and this pots and everything, nice heavy dresses with the jewels and pearls and beautiful. So they arrived in bank of Manasi Ganga, and Krishna, he disguised himself into boatman. He had a boatman dress, and it's called one you dry boat with?
Vessel.
So Krishna had a vessel standing like this on the boat with the vessel around like this, and then gopis came, and gopis said, "Hey boatman, take us across on the other side of Manasi Ganga." And Krishna said, "Please come, welcome, welcome." And he welcomed them all. And gopis, they sat down, and Krishna started rowing the boat. And when they came halfway, then Krishna told them that, "Listen, the blue and all this sky is full of clouds, and it is going to pour any minute, and it is going to devastate the whole boat and all of us. So and the boat is so loaded, so I think you have to throw away all these pots and butter and milk and all this into the Manasi Ganga. Otherwise we are going to drown right away, and it's going to pour. So please throw away all these pots that you have. It's too loaded. And we are going to..." So they'll throw away all the pots into the Manasi Ganga, full of pots. So then they went a little further than halfway, and then Krishna says, "See, it started pouring. Now it is raining, and the boat is still loaded. So your ornaments are very, very heavy, and you have to take out all your ornaments and throw into the Manasi Ganga. Otherwise, you're going to drown. And it is sure, for sure." So gopis, they threw away all their ornaments and everything into the water. And they went a little further. And then they were almost coming close. Krishna said, "Listen, gopis, listen, you have to throw away all your garments and all your clothes into the Manasi Ganga, otherwise you're going to drown. And immediately, when he said this, then Lalita and Vishakha, they thought, oh, this cannot be anybody except Krishna. So then they unveiled Krishna, and they came to know that it is Krishna. And Krishna took the boat across, and then he asked that, now you have to pay the taxes, and they didn't have anything to pay. And then they said, okay, then you have to have sports with us. So then his gang of the Gwal Bal's friends and Radharani's friends, and they started having this playful pastimes, like that. So many stories, Garga Muni Prabhu and Yashwapuri Prabhu, and many of you can tell you or whatever. I think we can go a little further according to our big list. So Krishna Lila, Srila Prabhupada position in ISKCON. So Srila Prabhupada's position in ISKCON is unique and irreplaceable. And only, unique means only one, is it?
Yes.
Unique means only one. And irreplaceable. So, Krishna is Param Karun. I say this in my all the lectures, that Krishna is very compassionate towards all living entities. Because this is the only dharma of Krishna. That dharma of Krishna, the duty or his duty, his dharma, liquidity is dharma of water, and serving is the dharma of living entity. Similarly, Krishna's dharma is two. That is, he is very compassionate towards all the living entities, and that he is Rasik Shekhar. He is the topmost enjoyer of topmost mellow in topmost ways. So he is Param Rasik. He is Rasik Shekhar. So these are the two dharma of Krishna. So he is very compassionate. He is very compassionate. So for that reason, He sends out his pure devotees time to time to establish the religion, lost religious principles. He sends. That is one of his way to reclaim this spirit soul back to Krishna. So, Krishna, I won't use the word manufacture, but he invested all his transcendental potency into one person. The ability to write pure way, he invested in Prabhupada. To do pure sankirtan, nice, beautiful way, he invested into Prabhupada. Cooking best way for his lordship, he invested in Prabhupada. How living entities should live in Varnashram or in pure devotional service or Daivi Varnashram, he invested into Prabhupada. How to manage both best way, managerial, he invested into Prabhupada. How to wear beautifully, how to perform beautiful deity worship, how to... Millions of different arts and potency he invested into Prabhupada. And then he sent Prabhupada into the onto the on the earth planet for reclaiming the living entity back to Krishna. So that is Prabhupada, who is the best acharya. Acharya means one who teaches with his own example. So if you see his behavior as a perfect Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. If you want to see pure soul, how does he look like? Have you seen the soul? Then we can say, yes, we have seen the soul, and that is how it looks like. Srila Prabhupada is a pure soul, and that is pure. How pure soul looks like? That is him. So he is the best acharya for this 10,000 years to come. He is a world-based acharya, and he is unique. And he is irreplaceable. He cannot be replaced. And those theories put forward by many other groups that Prabhupada is last acharya, that is also false. Evam parampara pratim imam rajarasayo vidu sakale neha mata yogo vasta parantapa Manur Iswa Kavi Bravit. The line of disciplic succession must go on. All these previous acharyas were very powerful, as good as Prabhupada, like Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Siddhanta, and you name it, even Lord Chaitanya. He could have stopped parampara. I am the God, I am the acharya. And that's it, no more. But it is not right. So Prabhupada is unique, and he said 1,000, maybe more than 1,000 times, that my disciples will become gurus, spiritual masters after me. But one time he may have said otherwise, but we have to see proportion also. Anyway, that is not the topic for discussion. But what is the position of Srila Prabhupada? That they go to other extreme, thinking that Prabhupada is only last acharya, Sikhism, or Muslims, or Christian, that Jesus Christ is the last guru, or Muhammad is the last guru, or Guru Nanak, or whatever, is the last guru. No. Prabhupada, he is world-based, unique and only one, acharya. We have to follow him, and we have to keep his doctrine, his teachings, his writings intact, and we have to preach according to his mansion way, not to deviate, not to change, but so that is the position of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, I am ISKCON, I am GBC. So ISKCON is none different than Prabhupada. GBC is none different than Prabhupada. GBC body, not GBC person. GBC body as a whole is none different than Prabhupada. And if you want to follow Prabhupada, then you have to follow GBC and you have to remain in ISKCON. Otherwise, Prabhupada, when he was living, he did not like it. When somebody went to his god brothers, he did not like it. When somebody left ISKCON, he did not like it. So, if we want Prabhupada, then we have to love, trust with one another and follow his commandment, that love, trust and cooperate. So, even Lord Chaitanya could say, I am one, I am only one. But no, he had Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Pandit, and Goridas Pandit, and so many of his associates. So he go along with everybody. Samyakirtan, together. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also. He said, after me, there should be GVC body. Not one acharya, one self-manifested acharya, or like that. He also wished like, and Prabhupada also. He wanted everybody to, he said that your love for me will be tasted after how much, I mean, love will be tasted by how much you love, trust, cooperate with one another after I leave. So this is Prabhupada. This is Prabhupada's position. We cannot minimize his words and we cannot minimize him. Is that okay? I think we have to go over the time again. Maybe we can ask question along with subject also. So last three subjects we discuss. Any question about that? The first pure bhakti, second Krishna Leela, and the third is Krishna Prabhupada's position. Any question?
Sometimes there are discussions about different Prabhupada's instructions. He tells somebody this, and to another person he tells this, and then some devotees stumble on that, and then there are discussions what is right and what not. So how can we discern what is meant for a specific situation and what is meant overall instructions?
So yes, different slok for different folks, meaning that Prabhupada applied one particular slok for one thing and another different slok for different thing, or same slok cannot apply to same kind of situation, different kind of situation, different slok for different folks. So according to time, place and circumstances, Prabhupada would instruct different ways. And sometimes it may be even same wine in a different bottle. It looks like different bottles, different shape, but it's the same wine. And it can be other way around also. Different wine in one bottle. But one must be very, very intelligent to understand Srila Prabhupada's instruction. So whatever he wrote, that surpasses whatever he spoke. So he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, my books are the basis for coming 10,000 years. So whatever is in his books, Bhagavatam, Gita, and other books that he wrote, those instructions surpasses with whatever he spoke. Now in speaking also, whatever he spoke for public, that surpasses whatever he spoke to individuals. whatever he spoke to public, also is absolute for general, applicable to everybody. But when he speak to particular individual, then it is according to his under, his little understanding that he has, according to his grasp, his not grasping, according to how he can accept or ascertain or understand, he would speak differently or whatever way. So we don't have to kind of dwell on individual instructions, but we have to go back to his books and go back to his public lectures, and then you can come to the personal instruction. So this is how we should ascertain everything. Any other question? Is it okay? Any other question? Let's go on a little further. Okay. Position of Srimad Bhagavata in India. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is universal. But if you want to say position of Bhagavatam in India, and whatever position of Bhagavatam is in India, is all over universe, throughout universe. Because Bhagavatam is none other than Krishna and his pastimes. So Krishna Swadham Upagate Dharma Gyanadibhishaha Kalo Nashta Drashamesha Purana Arka Aduna Uditaha. This was one of the six questions of sages of Naimisharanya, that after Krishna left this planet, the religious principle or religion took shelter of who? Then religion took shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So pure religion, pure dharma is enunciated in Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is ripened fruit of Vedic literature. Nigama kalpa taro galitam phalam sukham ukhyad amrita dava sanyutam pivata bhagavatam rasam alayam Muhur, Aho, Rasika, Bhuvi Bhavuka. So this Bhagavatam is a ripened fruit of Vedic literature. Vedic literature is given out by Krishna. It is eternal, timeless literature. And this was compiled by Vyasadeva. And after studying and writing all the Vedic literature, in his mature knowledge, he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is full of transcendental mellow, rasam alayam. Alayam means the treasure of rasa. Rasa means transcendental mellow. So this transcendental literature is having topmost rasa, and it is written by Srila Vyasadeva at his mature knowledge. The last book or last literature he wrote, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, because it describes transcendental name, form, pastime, paraphernalia of Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is the topmost and spotless Purana. And it is the topmost Pramana. Pramana means topmost pramana means evidence, topmost evidence. So Srimad Bhagavatam in India is respected as the topmost Vedic literature. And you can see by kathas going on, the 7-day sapta going on in India, that the 99% of the kathas will be on Srimad Bhagavatam. And 1% will be other Puranas or Mahabharata or some other things. Devi Puran, sometimes Shankar Puran, sometimes Mahabharata, sometimes Ramayana. But if you see, most of the time the saptas takes place on Bhagavad Puran. So in India, Bhagavad Puran is respected very much, and it is spotless Puran. Lord Chaitanya, he established Bhagavad Puran as a spotless Puran and topmost pramana, or topmost evidence. Why? Because Vyasadeva also established that in Srimad Bhagavatam. He says that namani anantasya ankitani, that namani, that ananta Krishna, Krishna's name, form, pastime, paraphernalia is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's why abhadva api, even though it may not be compiled properly, but because Lord Krishna's pastime, name, form, paraphernalia is described, it is the topmost literature. It is the topmost Vedic literature. So this is the position of Srimad Bhagavatam in India on a topmost level. Everybody, all sects, all religious so-called leaders also, they accept Srimad Bhagavatam. What to talk about Vaishnavas, Sampradaya, Ramanuj and Vishnu Swami, Nimbark Swami and Madhava and all. Actually, originally if you see, then all this Vaishnava Sampradaya who accept Srimad Bhagavatam, they are all Vaishnava, Brahma, Shiva, Sri, Lakshmi, and Kumaras, they are all topmost Vaishnavas. Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Ralado, Janakava, Vishnu, Balir, Vaya, Sakir, Vayam. These are the Acharyas, 12 Acharyas. And they all are describing Bhagavatam. That is how Bhagavat is compiled. That all these 12 Mahajans are speaking in Bhagavatam. And Krishna on top. Krishna is also speaking to Uddhava and gopis and so many others. So this is the topmost literature ever exists in this universe. So any question about this? Prabhupada says that Vedic literature, especially Bhagavatam, is a big Oxford dictionary. And other like Quran or Bible or so many in India also, so many other literature. In India it's still unlimited like that. So they are all like small dictionaries. So Bhagavatam is like big dictionary. They all dictionary, but in small dictionary it is very less amount of information for a word. And big dictionary, one word, many meanings are explained. Like that. So any question about this? obeying Guru's instruction without interpreting. So, it is offense against the holy name if you don't obey the instruction, disobey the instruction of spiritual master. It is an offense. So we have to accept Guru's instruction to our heart's content. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Kitete Kariya Akya Arana. No other interpretation. Arana Karimuni Asa. No other. But only Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The words emanating from the lotus mouth of my spiritual master are the only way by which one can attain pure devotional service. So we have to take it to the heart content. But we can apply this but in certain cases where we have to apply our intelligence to what Guru is, Guru meant, not blindly, or we have to apply our intelligence to what Guru is trying to instruct us. Just like in the case of Krishna, of course, gopis applied it, but they didn't care. That's a different example. Krishna had a headache, and you know that story, so in short, everybody denied because they don't want to go to the hell. Krishna, you cannot give dust. Krishna said, my pure devotee is dust, will cure my headache. Gopi knew that we'll go to hell. But because Krishna had a headache, they didn't care about going to the hell. And they knew that we are doing wrong. They knew that we are doing wrong by giving dust for Krishna. But they didn't see that we are doing wrong, we are going to hell, we are doing this. They didn't consider nothing. They consider one thing, that Krishna has a headache and doesn't matter what. This is another example I should not have brought. It's not appropriate. What I wanted to say is, let's take another example. That Guru, he was riding a horse, and his disciple was leading the horse. You know, all of you know this story.
No.
Should I tell or I should tell? So he was riding a horse, and while riding a horse, Guru's lota, it fell off from him, and he did not know. So lota means one pot, fell off the horse. So the disciple, noticed it. So while going a little further, Guru is looking for his lota, and he didn't find it. So he asked his disciple, where is lota? And he says, it fell off. So he said, why you didn't pick it up? I said, you didn't tell me to pick it up. So I didn't pick it up. So then Guru said that, you rascal, whatever fall off the horse,
You must pick it up. So they went further, and then the horse passed through. He passed through. So then disciple, he, you know, with his dhoti, he just so then Guru said, "You stupid, what are you doing?" Then he says, "You told me that I should pick it up, anything falls from the horse. So I pick it up." That's true. So you have to apply your intelligence. So further they went, and the horse was little notorious. So he started acting, and then Guru fell off out of, horse was jumping, running. So Guru fell off. So the disciple didn't do anything about it. So then the Guru said, why didn't help me? Why didn't, So like this, you have to really apply without any personal motivation and personal gain. You have to apply your intelligence to Guru's vakya, whatever Guru is trying to tell you, and take it into the positive direction, not negative direction. And if we cannot understand what Guru is trying to tell us, and you doubting that this is not what Guru may have meant, then you must inquire from him submissively. Communicate with him submissively. This is very important point. Communication with your Guru. So, Prabhupada, if you have a folio, write down this word. The secret of success in spiritual life. If you write, then Prabhupada will, every time you will see, Prabhupada writes, the secret of success in spiritual life is to obey the order of your spiritual master. To follow your spiritual master. This is the secret of success. But then you have to apply intelligence, not wrongly. If it looks wrong, then ask him. Communicate with him. But he cannot disobey the order of a spiritual master. Communication. Very important. Prabhupada says, Guru is not that he gave you mantra in your ear and it's finished. Our way of understanding Guru is like I said before. Divya Jnanam Tato Dadyat Kuryat Papasya Sansaya. This is Dikseti Kovidai. This is Guru, Divya Jnana, who gives you Divya Jnana. And if that Divya Jnana is not understood properly, then communicate, ask. So this is the way. So let's go a little further. Any question about this? Yes.
How do you get a valid instruction? So
how you get?
How do you get a valid, meaningful
valid
instructions from spiritual master?
Yes. 99.99% of the time, the instruction of spiritual master is divine, has to be divine, is divine. So, if it looks that it is not divine, then ask him. Communicate with him. How do you?
Yes, how do you get a good instruction for you? So you have a problem and you want to solve it. So how do you get? I suppose you need to be very sincere and
yeah.
tell everything
That's
about
true.
The matter.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. So you have to be sincere and serious, and you have to be submitting. You have to be pranipatena, and then you are very very soft hearted. Snigdasya sisyasya guru o. That's the first chapter of Bhagavata and first few sloka. Saumya, that Suta the rishis, munis of Naimisarani is telling Suta Goswami, you are Saumya, you are very soft hearted, and you are very divine in your behavior, qualities. Saumya and Snigdha, Sishya, you are very, very, very soft-hearted disciple of your guru, Vyasadeva, and other gurus. So all these gurus, Vyasadeva has imparted all the pure knowledge onto you because you are Snigdha and because you are Saumya, that sloka. We really, I think that's local. Anyway. Oh, there, yeah. His name was... what was it? Okay. So, Narayan's father?
Jyotirmaya.
Right. We read that. He was not there, right. Okay. Snigdasya, Sishya, Saumya. These words are used. So we have to have a qualification. Shishya has to have a qualification. And Guru also have to have a qualification. And then the transcendental knowledge can be imparted properly. So, okay?
I didn't get it. So, can you please repeat the qualifications to get the right instructions?
Yes.
Okay, so
that disciple
yes.
should be very soft-hearted,
yes.
pranipatena, submissive,
uh-huh.
and he should be very inquisitive and serving guru seva. Tadvidji, pranipatena, pariprasnena, sammisvikvari, inquiry, pariprasnena, sevaya, serving. Then, under such qualities one who has, that kind of disciple, Guru gives all divine knowledge to him. So, qualification of Shishya and qualification of a guru, both should be divine, top level. Then the divine knowledge can be transmitted. The recipient, nice waves are coming from some Vodafone company, but the instrument is not able to receive nicely. It's a instrument. Or other way, the instrument is very nice, but Vodafone is not very powerful to transmit the sounds. Then also will not work. Both has to be proper and divine, and having their own qualifications. Then this knowledge can be transmitted properly. Proper instruction can come. That same example again, that guru, as a matter of Srila Prabhupada Sat Goswami, he has all divine knowledge, unlimited, all divine knowledge. Similarly, just the example is given is that sea tigress, The tigress milk is very powerful milk. And if you put in anything, then anything will be burned to the pieces. But if you put in golden pot, gold, then that milk can be sustained. The proper pot, gold pot. So saying Prabhupada and divine knowledge is coming from this acharyas in a very pure form. And the patra means the pot, is not proper, recipient is not proper, then it will come twisted, even though it is a pure, because you are ascertaining improperly. So both has to be proper patra. Proper patra means subject, object, or vishay and ashray. Ashray and vishay. Both should be pure.
Okay.
Yes. Submissive inquiry, submissive hearing. Let's go to further. Tips for establishing mode of goodness. So let me see. Okay, then varnasram, then how we should spread holy name, and then attitude towards initiation. So there are four subject matters still to go. And we covered, I think, four. So we came halfway. So quarter to eight. I think now you must be able to fix the time. Isn't it? Otherwise I'll go on, I have no problem with time or speaking to you. Okay.
What is your suggestion, Maharaj?
I will speak to you another 3 hours. I don't have a that's my suggestion. You have 3 hours more? Yeah, so that's why. Practical. Practical application.
Till 8.
15 minutes. Okay. I'll respect your time. I would like to respect your time. I thought so. Otherwise, somehow or other I have a developed practice in India to speak long hours. Because over there, I speak, sapta, 7 days to the people. And there, I think Radhanath Maharaj, he speaks like that also. 5.5 hours in one stretch. And he just sits down, so he just keeps speaking.
Everybody has a radio.
Speaking.
Speaking. They have their own radio.
Yeah. So keep hearing. We can have that kind of sentence here also. But anyway, 15 more minutes for four subject matters means 5 minutes each. So let's try. So tips for establishing mode of goodness. So if you associate with personalities who are always on transcendence, beyond mode of goodness, beyond Shuddha Sattva, Tri Gunatit, beyond modes of material nature. Goodness is within the modes of material nature. Sattva. So, if we associate with transcendental subject matter, personalities, then we can come at least to the mode of goodness. There is a proverb, if you want to reach to the sky, then you might be able to reach to tree. You might be able to reach to up to tree. So Prabhupada says, think big. We should think big. No, think big. Thinking big. So we should associate only with transcendental personalities, transcendental literature, transcendental sound vibrations, transcendental Gaudiya, beautiful deity, transcendence, all transcendence. Then we will come to the mode of goodness, transcendence. Yo mamcha avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate saguna samayityasam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Transcendence. Saguna, mode of goodness, passion, ignorance. Saguna samayityasam, crossover. But condition is given by Krishna. Yo mamcha avyabhicharena. That one who worships me without any vyabhichar. Vyabhichar means prostitution. Vyabhichar means prostitution. No prostitution means no other demigod, no other personality, no other thing but me, Krishna. Yo mamcha avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. That you should serve me avyabhichar and bhakti yoga. So if we associate with transcendence, worshipping, chanting, hearing Prabhupada's lectures and reading Prabhupada's books and only transcendental association, then we will remain in mode of goodness all the time. Very easy. Association. If you, Prabhupada says, if you keep horse with donkey, then the horse will also learn how to kick. Because the donkey is kicking. So, if you put horse into the right association, then nice, you know, running, walking, horse will, you know, dance, dancing horse, dancing elephant. So, like that, we have to constantly be in midst of transcendental atmosphere, association, activities, everything transcendental. So we will take up that quality. Simple. Like drunkard. When you want to become first class drunkard, then Prabhupada says you have to associate with first class drunkard. And you will take up his quality. You will become first class drunkard. The same thing, if you remain in the midst of transcendence, in goodness, then automatically fast progress. So 5 minutes is over. Any question about this? Yes.
On the other hand, it said that the birds of the same feather flock together.
Yes.
So while we are not transcendental, from my experience, it's much easier for our false ego to associate with those who have the same guna.
Yes.
It means not in the transcendence, or so to speak, in the goodness. So maybe we can read transcendental literature or chant, but because we are still in the lower gunas, we are doing devotional service in lower guna. So how to say, by intelligence they can say, yes, I should associate those who are more advanced, but the gunas are dragging me down to associate with those who are, no, in the lower gunas. So how to really stay persistent in, because it is for to be in lower gunas and associate someone who is in higher guna is austerity. So how to overcome this austerity to get taste for
well,
pita, moje pitanje je da se kaže da ptica iz istog jata lete skupa, tako moje pitanje je kad smo u nižim gunama, onda za nas se stavlja strogo društvo sa nekim koji u višoj guni, ono ne. Možda možemo čitati i služiti, ali uvijek kad smo u nižim gunama, to je u nižim gunama. Ima pitanje kako nadvladati tu tendenciju, to strogost, biti s nekim koji u više guni, ne. Mi se obično družimo s onima koji su u više guni.
So, two things comes to my mind. First foremost thing comes to my mind is there is something like causeless mercy. So by somehow or other we all came in contact with Prabhupada or his devotees or his literature or some causeless mercy. And we are up to this level now. We have progressed quite a bit. Tremendous progress we have made, eating meat, illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, chanting, worshipping. We have, due to this causeless mercy. So we can wait, we can invoke that, not wait, we can invoke that causeless mercy into Prabhupada, into Krishna by chanting his holy name, into Vaishnava by giving a nice plate of prasad, giving him dhoti, kurta, money, whatever, by invoke in them some kind of mercy for us. That can help us. Second is that austerity must be performed. You don't like to associate with, you like equal level, same fog together, same feather, but we have to perform austerity. Austerity is wealth of Brahman. We have to tamasoma jyotir gamai, quit this darkness and enter into the light. You do. You kick your back and you do. You go there. Just leave here and go there. Tamas. Darkness. Leave it. Go there. So you have to force yourself. They're like children. Some people say, oh, they are independent, their environment is so bad, and they have to, it's dilated. No good thing is no good. And a good thing is good. So you say, okay, no, they can go to hell, or they can go to jail, or they can go to, they do nonsense, so fine. No. You have to make everything spiritual sphere, make that understand that this is no good. And I cannot afford this. I cannot afford this nonsense association, equal feather. I have to go to the ego, Krishna's bird carrier, Garuda. And I should associate with, he's a Vaishnava, he's a very readily accepting me, and he's compassionate towards me, he is ready to give his life for me. Why can't I accept him rather than this? So like that, we have to invoke mercy into them, so that they can be Padmavati, invoke mercy into him. And second is, you have to perform little austerity. You have to push yourself little further, all the way up to Krishna. So let's go to next one. Yeah. I think I have to go to next one because 5 minutes left. So Varnasram, what we should do in West. So West or East, absolute truth remains same. It doesn't change. Prabhupada is to say, even in Russia, Professor Katovsky is teaching. So that is Brahman's profession. And Russia soldier is fighting. That is Kshatriya. So in other words, Varanasi is for whole earth planet. A whole universe, you can say. So, how we should apply this Varanasi in the West? So, Prabhupada tried establishing New Vrindavan and Volumba and so many farm communities, and he instructed simple living and high thinking, 1-3 acre land, and having one cow, and auction to till the field, and cow to milk, and milk which can nurture our brain tissue, and we can understand our understand Krishna consciousness with that refined brain tissue, and like that we can you know, this is Vaishya, and there can be another priestly class who can go door to door and preach and sustain their life on preaching programs. They give out the knowledge, absolute knowledge about Varanasram and Krishna Bhakti and everything. Brahma, Kshatriya, administrator. That's the first thing one should change if we can. That's why Gurukula was established by Prabhupada. That this Gurukul is, they will become leader, future leader. If not, then their kids will become future leader. If not, then their kids, fourth generation, third generation, they will become leader on top. And then they will change Varanasram institution, and they will establish pure religion and like that. That was Prabhupada's vision, Gurukul. But we can try Varanasram. And then Sudras are many. 90% are the Sudras. Vaishyas and Sudras. Sudras are one who works for others in factories or field or everywhere. There is Sudra community. So Varanasram, how we can establish in the West? By thinking about it, by doing on small scale, and by putting examples, by you know, in this country I see it's very easy to get land and live on land. Land is nice, the vegetations are also very nice, fruits, abundance, produce with no much big labor. Very nice country. But I hardly see cows and bulls. I haven't seen, as a matter of fact, only in our farm I saw cows, and only in our farm I saw bulls. Nowhere I saw, even though they exist, I'm sure there are cows here, they eat cows here. Everything behind the scene. I see crops for hogs, the corn for the hogs. I haven't seen hogs, but so we have to start with whatever scale we can. Madhu Manohar is trying, you know, but everybody can try. It's not difficult, at least in this country. Very easily it is done. So we can try Varanasram. Varanasram is for general population, general mass, organizing the human and other beings also, slowly and gradually evolving them into the pure Krishna consciousness. evolving. Varnasrama is meant for slowly and gradually evolving all living entities to Krishna consciousness. And this way all of a sudden Prabhupada, you know, immediately on transcendental platform. Different process, pure bhakti. So any question for this? Because Devi was going on, so we have to establish how you should spread holy name. Very easy. Prabhupada has taught us. Just every evening you can go out on the street and chant, and Saturday, Sunday all of you can come together and go Koprivancha or I don't know, whatever, Ljubljana or whatever, wherever there is more mass of people, all of you can go together, and or you invite in your home your neighbors for the kirtan and prasadam, and that is how you can permeate, you can spread bhakti viksha, very easy way. Cell program, cell means in your body there is a cell and kosh cell, and when it becomes bigger then it splits in half and they become individual cell, two cell, then again one cell, then it becomes bigger, then it splits into two, so two cells, and that cell two, four, and those other two exist, another one is exist, so it becomes so that is how cell program. Very easy. That is how we can spread holy name. But the requirement is that we have to become very serious and very sincere to spread this holy name. Serious and sincere. They are serious about eating meat. They are serious about killing cows. They are serious about all nonsense. Why can't we be serious about right things? So holy name purifies everything and anything, and we should be serious about it. Any question about this? Yes?
Sometimes I feel that obstacle to spread the holy name is because of self-complacency.
Yes.
Self-complacent. Yeah.
That means we are not serious and sincere. Complacent. Oh, this will happen. Somebody will do. I will do sometimes. It will complacent. No, I must do. It is urgency. People are suffering. I am suffering. And holy name is the only solace. Let me do it. So first we should chant nice rounds ourselves. 16 attentive heartfelt round, and then we can, and also by helping devotees who are ready to give full time, we can help them. Okay, last one, attitude towards initiation. So, attitude towards initiation, the biggest attitude should be submissive. Submissive means I am consigning my life and soul at the lotus feet of my Gurudev. And whatever he says, that is absolute truth for me. So this is the attitude, and then in return what Gurudev will give you, divya gyan, divya gyanam, absolute knowledge. And what second thing he will do, that he will take away all my sinful reaction. So it is reciprocal relationship. One must surrender to have that absolute pure knowledge of attaining Krishna's love. And for that I have to also do something. Both ways it goes. So in short, Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprasna. Good. Okay. Her name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Good. The priest of this young lady this afternoon and invited them to come. So they came, very nice. Wonderful. Yesterday in Harinam, we invited only 10, maybe less than 10 people, 7 people. And 2 came. She invited. She gave out invitation on Harinam. Only 7 people. 7 invitation was given out. And 2 came. And today we invited 2 and 100% came. Yesterday more than 40% came. So this is how you spread holy name. So wonderful. Welcome home. This is your home. Welcome. So I covered my subject and I took 7 more minutes. Sorry about that. So now we can have ecstatic dancing and chanting, and then after that we can have feasting, wonderful feast. We can stay until feast, Alexandra? We can stay until feast?
Feast?
Both of you?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, Sisi Gornita ki
Jai
Shrasimu Bhagavad Gita ki
Jai
Shrasimu Bhakta Vrind ki
Jai
Shrasimu Saad ki
Jai
Shrasimu Premanandhi
Divine Grace Kattu Kabu ki
Jai.